Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part two of the Manchester United Weekly Podcast International Break Super Quiz. Liam is setting some brilliant questions for Jack and I, and we're currently separated by just 1 point going into the second half of the quiz. There are two rounds out of six to go, but these last two rounds have 39 points on offer. So let's dive in.
Start line next round then is round number five. So there are more points available for each of these rounds. This round, I hope it's one that doesn't scare you, it's on more recent, much more recent United. So could go one of two ways, I think. So round five, the first question in round five, 2 points available. Name the last two players to score on their competitive debut for United.
That's a great question. I've got
yeah,
one.
It is.
Always pleasing to hear that because you never know when you're writing them what people are going to think. So cheers.
Yeah. I've definitely got one, and the other one's a lot harder. But I'm good to move on while that continues.
Next question is 1 point available per correct answer. Name the last three players to score Premier League hat tricks for United.
Wow,
that is oddly very difficult.
Mm.
Again, I've definitely got one. With both, one has instantly sprung to mind and the others are harder to find. But again, I'm ready to move on while I think.
Okay. Yeah, same here. I think I've got one, but
next question again.
I've got two.
The next question, again, 3 points available. United played teams from three different countries during the 22-23 season, not counting England. Name the three countries that we faced teams from last season.
Not including England, I'm presuming.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, not including England. So three foreign teams that we played in the 22.
I'm good to move on from that. It helps that I was in all three. I feel like I have an unfair advantage there.
I think I've got them.
Okay.
I'm trying to think about where I asked Harry, how was your trip to this place?
Okay, so the next one is of the current United squad. So for this, there's 4 points available. Let me make that clear. 4 points available. Of the current United squad, how many players have made 100 or more appearances? So for that, you just need the number.
Wow.
And for the bonus points, name the top three players on that list. So which three players, current squad players, have played the most games for United? But how many overall? I've got 100 or more.
Wow.
And is there any competition, yeah?
All competition, yeah.
Okay. And you said over 100 appearances?
100 or more, let's say, just in case.
Yeah, okay.
100. I think they're all
yeah. 100, but just in
case someone... Oh, I've just thought of a really rogue trick one.
Okay.
That helps.
Several hours later.
And so you want the number of players that have played 100 or above, and then for a bonus, the names of the top three.
Yeah, exactly. So you get a point if you get the number correct overall. And then of those players, name the top three appearance makers in the current squad, and you get a point per player for the three that you name.
Okay.
Or if you just get one, then you get 1 point, right?
Yeah. All right. We can move. I'm writing down names, but... We can move on. I'll come back to it.
Okay. All right. So the last question of round five, 7 points available. Name the seven away stadiums that United have played at this season. 1 point per correct stadium.
Okay.
That's a and great
I know,
question.
Obviously, I know that Harry is going to the games, most of the matches, but I was like, you know, people no, listening... No, that's
not, it doesn't make any difference,
you're talking
really.
About it every week as well, Jack, or twice a week sometimes.
So yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it'll work.
Also, I've missed several away games, so not out of choice, to be fair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. Oh, I've just got one left. All right, anyway, I'm good to move
I'm
on.
Trying to like,
one.
I'm trying to think of the league table in my head.
Yeah, I've just got one missing. Oh, no, I don't. I've got it. All right. Happy to wait a little bit longer, though.
All right, yeah, I might need a couple minutes for this and a couple of the other questions.
Yeah, I've got to think about some 100 appearance makers. That 100... Yeah, 100 ones. It's like now I start to think about names, there's more than you think. I thought I immediately had like a really easy top three, and then I've ruled two of them out already for not having enough.
I think it's one of those. Sometimes the more you think about it, as well, you start second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
So you're like, just go with what you first think or not.
I am ready to go, mainly because for the first one about goal scoring debuts, I know one of them, and I just for the life of me cannot think of the other one. In fact, I can, but I don't think it's right. I think there's been someone since. Going back to a previous question while we kill some time, the reason I know Brian Robson on 99 is because a couple of years ago, we did a feature for the programme. There's a Brian Robson exhibition at the United Museum at the moment where he provided like some of his old items, like a few shirts. He's got a jacket in there from when he was Thailand manager, which has like a lovely like elephant stitched into the chest. It's like the like United club suits, but with this amazing like Thai elephant. It's pretty cool. And I got sent down to speak to him about it. And the person who did the collector who was not the collector, the curator who was like in charge of the exhibition. And I've always wanted to know because I knew that Robson had 99 goals. And so I said, if you could have scored the 100th goal, like if you could have a 100th Manchester United goal, who and like in what game would it be against? And he definitely said Liverpool, and I feel like he might have said, I think he said Liverpool in an FA Cup final would have been his dream to tip it over to 100, which is obviously the perfect response.
All right. Just to make sure I've got the right number of names. The first question, it was the last two people to score in their debut, and then the hat tricks one was the last three. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Cool. I think I'm good then.
Correct. Yeah. Premier League hat tricks. Yeah.
I'm pretty confident with this, except for one of the answers. So let's have them and show how many I've got wrong.
Okay. So we'll go through the answers for round number five, which is like recent United stuff. So the first one, 2 points available. Name the last two players to score on their competitive debut for United.
So I'll start. The one that immediately came to mind is Anthony.
Yeah.
And then the other one I've got is Dan James, but I'm pretty sure there would have been someone since then. They're not that rare, are they?
All right. So Anthony was the obvious one that I got as well. And then I think there's a sneaky one, which is Donny van de Beek in the loss against Brighton.
It is Anthony and Donny van de Beek. They're the correct answers. Anthony was against Arsenal last season. Donny van de Beek was on his debut. He was against Crystal Palace. Yeah, we got beat 3-1 at home.
Oh, Palace.
I think it was September 12th.
Wow. Sorry, I lose track of the opening day defeats that we've had in recent years because there's been so many of them.
Nicely done.
Wow. Yeah, very much forgotten that.
I remember van de Beek having a weird habit of scoring only in like really bad.
Was that
defeats.
One against Leicester, wasn't there, in the cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the correct answers there. Next one, three correct answers, 3 points available. Name the last three players to score Premier League hat-tricks for United.
So there was a name that came to mind for me immediately. I'm actually not sure if it's right. The one that I'm most confident on that didn't come to me immediately, but I think Martial scored one in 2020.
Sheffield United were that in the project restart, wasn't it? That's the one that came at the very end to me. The one that came immediately to mind was Bruno against Leeds.
That was the name that came to me immediately, and I can't remember where the hat-trick was from. I'm glad that's right. The I had no idea on a third one. I wrote down Lukaku because I didn't think there'd been one that recently.
Oh, you really have wiped this bit from your brain. It's Cristiano Ronaldo against Norwich and Spurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. So the three correct answers, Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes and Anthony Martial.
Ronaldo came into my head for both the debut question and the hat-trick question. Because the debut, I was like, it obviously wasn't his debut, it was his return when he scored against Newcastle. And then I just had that game running through my head. I was just like, oh, he only scored two. That's so bad. I've forgotten that.
I don't know. I think sometimes it's just recent stuff can just go out of your head. It can be harder to think of than stuff from 30 years ago that you just remember randomly.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. United played teams from three different countries during the 22-23 season, not counting England, obviously. Name the three countries.
Spain, Moldova, and Cyprus. Well, or Transnistria, depending on your views on Eastern European.
I've got the same three, Spain, Moldova, and Cyprus.
Yeah, I don't want to turn another United podcast into geopolitical. Yeah, so I went with what the official UEFA thing is. But yeah, Spain, Moldova, Cyprus are correct. So we played Sociedad, Barcelona, Betis, Sevilla, and then Sheriff and Ammonia from Cyprus.
So depressing that we had so many games in that competition and we only played three countries.
Yeah.
Actually, I was surprised when I looked at the start. I was like, Jesus, yeah, we just played everyone in Spain. And we had that mid-season break also in Spain. So it was just like,
yeah,
some trips that I had to go because I'm not going. But the next one, so there was 4 points on this one. Of the current United squad, how many players have made 100 or more appearances? And then for the bonus points, you name the top three players with the highest number of appearances in the current squad. So maybe start with the numbers that you got first.
See, I'm quite confident on the names. I'm very, very much not confident on the number. So I've gone for a random stab at a nice round number, which I feel is near enough, and it's 10.
I've gone for 9.
Well, 10 is correct for the number.
Oof, that's very fortunate.
So, Jack, let's go to you, Jack, then, for the three players.
So, the three that I think are at the top of the list, I've got Luke Shaw, Marcus Rashford, and Anthony Martial.
Yeah, and I have the same.
They are correct, yeah. So,
all right, so then can I read you the players that I've got in my list? And Harry, see if you can add who, if you think there's another one that I've missed. So I had Maguire, Rashford, Bruno Fernandes, Martial, Lindelof, Shaw, McTominay, Wan-Bissaka, and Dalot.
And you've forgotten the one that I originally thought actually might be in the top three was Johnny Evans.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the last one. He's not in the top three, but yeah, he's the last one.
Yeah, that's good to remember him.
So let's just quickly get what your score. Oh, no, we've got one more question. Sorry, we've got one more question to do.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So the last question of the round was name the 7 away grounds United have played at this season.
Do you want to go back and forth, Harry? One each.
Okay. We can go in order if you like. Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
The Emirates. I can't guarantee mine are in order.
the Allianz Arena.
The Parken Stadium.
That's correct.
He's broken the order. I'm going to go back to it. Turf Moor.
Correct.
Bramall Lane.
Correct.
And Fulham. So Craven Cottage.
Correct.
I enjoyed that one.
Nicely played. So, Jack, what did you get overall in that round?
So I got 2-4. So for the appearances over 100 appearances question, so that was a point for the number, which I didn't get. And then was it a point for getting all three or a point each for the top three?
A point each for the three that you, 1 point.
Okay, so it's 2, 4, 7, 10. I think I got 17.
And I got 18.
So it's very close then. Last round, going into it. Harry, you're on 39. Jack, you're on 37.
Wow. This is going to be tense.
It is.
Let's
last
have it.
Last round, 20 points available.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it could swing. It could swing, yeah. Ready for it?
Yep. Very much so.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So round number 6 is about the general theme is European stroke international competition history.
Okay.
Okay.
First question. At which stadium outside the UK have United played the most official games in? Not counting friendlies.
Fuck's sake.
So outside the UK, which stadium have we played in the most times?
That's a great
That's
question.
So hard.
1 point. Yeah. I felt really bad putting that for 1 point.
It was as soon as you started reading it out, I realised, like within about two words, I realised what the question would be. And I was just like, oh, fuck, I'm never, like, no chance I'm getting that. It's about who we've played loads, I guess, plus where might have hosted a final at some point or...
Well, but it's also not just teams. It's also who hasn't changed stadiums. That's,
yeah, you've just given me a great help there. So thank you. I can rule out several.
I'll give you that. That can be a payback for the 1909 FA Cup final.
Ah, that's well hard. I'm going to write a few options down and think about that as we go on. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, the next question. 2 points available. United's first European Cup game was against which club? That's 1 point. And what was the score in the first game? And that's an extra point.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm good to move on from that.
Yeah.
Okay. Third question in round six. Again, there's 2 points available. Name the two clubs that United have lost major European finals to.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yep, 2 points available. Name the two clubs that United have lost major European finals to.
Okay.
When you say major, does that include the Europa League?
Yeah. The only one I would discount from would be the Super Cup, really, because I find that more of an exhibition game. Like Cup Winners' Cup, Conference League.
Cool. Yeah. All right. I'm good to move on.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
That stadium one's so hard.
We'll get to the answers soon. Don't worry. Fourth question in round six. 7 points available on this one.
Wow.
1 point per correct answer. A little bit topical for me because this is where I live. I live in Berlin, but it's named the seven teams from Germany that United have played in the Champions League.
Wow, okay.
So Champions League as in 92 onwards. We're not talking European Cup history. We're talking Champions League era.
Harry, I'll be generous and give you a clue. Think of Nick Powell.
Oh, don't worry. His opponents have already been written down. Strangely, they were actually the first ones I thought of before Bayern Munich, which is pretty incredible. And I don't feel like I'm giving anything away with Bayern.
I was going to say don't give out answers, but I think that's fairly obvious. That one is quite obvious. I was actually at that game.
Were you?
Nick Powell game.
Wait, you were at the Wolfsburg game or the Bayern?
No, the Wolfsburg game. So a mate of a mate here, he works for Sky. He's a commentator for Sky. He's called Tony.
Yeah.
And he managed to get us tickets for we weren't in the official United section, but they had like a bit of a neutral section. Honestly, when I came out of the game, we were that leathered. We were like, what was the score? Are we out of the Champions League? And it was like, oh yeah, we are.
That's
to Berlin. It's like, great.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. And you've got to be thankful you get a train home to Berlin instead of some schlep back to Manchester or London.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. An interesting train journey back with everyone smoking and all the Salford lads just... maybe helping themselves to the buffet car a little bit, but it's a good trip.
Yeah, I can imagine. Because Wolfsburg's pretty hard to get to, isn't it?
It's like an hour and a half from Berlin on a train. It's not too far.
But because I remember looking at going to that, it would have been my first European away. I remember looking at going with my brother and my dad, and the flights were just, is there any major airport around there?
No, you'd probably, Berlin would be the closest, and Wolfsburg doesn't have an airport. It's basically a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Factory, and somehow it's not the greatest setting for an away game. I think a lot of people probably just stayed in Berlin. I don't think anyone would have stayed in Wolfsburg, judging by the amount of people on the train on the way back anyway.
Liam, did you say there were four answers for this one?
Seven. 7 points available.
Oh, seven. Yeah. Wow, I think there was four. Okay.
I have four, and then I've got very distracted by the Wolfsburg chat.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just happened to me.
Anyway, they'll come to me, so I'm good to move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay. So, the last question of the whole quiz, unless you do tie, I do have a tiebreaker question.
Oh, he's always come well prepared.
You always have to be prepared, right? Just in
that's
case.
That's impressive.
Quizzes to know that it's just good to have one just in case.
Yeah.
Might not need it, but the last question in of the whole quiz, 8 points available, 1 point per correct answer.
Wow.
Okay.
Since 1998, United have played eight teams competitively in UEFA or FIFA competition only once, and once in our history. Name those teams. So you're not counting a team we've played only once in the Europa League knockout and we've played them twice, right? That doesn't count. We've played eight teams once and one time only in our whole history since 1998. Name those eight teams.
God. Okay. Wow.
Just to confirm.
Last one, I'll give you a bit of a stumping question where you just like.
Just to confirm, if we play them twice in the group stages or a knockout game, that counts as once. No,
that wouldn't count. That would count if we've played them twice.
Oh, right. Jesus.
So we've played eight teams literally just once. We've only played them once, and they're official UEFA or FIFA games.
Wow.
You know, the only times we've ever faced these teams, we've never played them a second time.
As an example, so like Omonia and Nicosia wouldn't count because we played them twice in the group stages.
Correct, because we played them home and away. Cool. So that's right. Two games, right? So these eight teams, we just played them one time only.
God, that's hard.
I've since 98.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a couple.
There could be some teams before that we only played once, but I don't actually think there was. But I know that all of these were definitely since 98. And I didn't, in fact, I think it is correct that this is in our entire history, but I just said since 98, so you weren't thinking, oh, let's go just back to 1903 and look for it. It's like, that'd just be ridiculously hard, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. I think I've got four, but I don't think I'm getting more than that.
I'm struggling to get more than one, honestly.
That's such good trivia. Once I find out the correct answers, I'm going to use that so often.
Yeah.
That's a great thing about writing quizzes. I mean, I'm a bit of a total trivia stat geek, so you get lost in certain websites. And it's interesting. I mean, that's just...
MUFCinfo.com. What a place.
It was where I got... delved into, because stretfordend.co.uk is no longer available, and that was a great source of information.
Yeah,
but it's not been online for about 2 years or something.
I'm stumped on the final one, but I'm very happily stumped and looking forward to finding out the answer. Where's the stadium one, question one of this round? I feel like I should be able to work out, but
I did test it on a few mates as well. I kind of had a couple of different iterations of the quiz.
It's tough.
I don't think anybody got that answer. Maybe somebody did, but I don't think anyone got
it. For the stadium one?
Yeah. I mean, I changed and I got some questions that I didn't use in the end this time, but if we were able to do it again, I thought I can keep them saved for another time. But yeah, I don't think anyone that I asked or any of my mates got that one. They might have done, but I don't think they did.
I'm nearly ready to go. It's just, I'm just working out which stab in the dark I'm going to go for on the question one.
Yeah.
It's like trying to picture a list of every single European game United have competed in.
Mate.
That's a long list.
Right. I think I have a guess for that and I'm thus ready to hear the answers.
Yeah. Give me another minute and I'm almost done.
I've got a stadium where I can think of about 10 times United would have played there, and that seems like a lot. I'm looking forward to a relaxing cup of tea after this. Or a beer. Undecided. Depends if I win or not.
Okay. So just before we do the final scores, final answer, just a reminder. So Harry, you're on 39 points. Jack, you're on 37. But there's 20 points available on this one, so let's see how it goes.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the answers to round number six. First question, at which stadium outside the UK have United played the most official games in, not counting friendlies?
I have gone for San Siro.
I've gone for the same. purely because two clubs play there and it's been a stadium for a very long time.
Yeah, long time. And we've played both Milan and Inter. Well, Inter, what? Well, we played twice in 98, 99.
Yeah.
And Milan, we played in the 60s and the 50s.
We played them a couple of times in the 2000s.
And we played them recently.
That is the correct answer. San Siro, we played there eight times.
I'm very satisfied by that.
We played Milan there six times, Inter twice. We played Inter again in 2008-9, I think. Or maybe the year before, I can't remember exactly. But yeah, the next one on the list, just out of interest, was Camp Nou on seven times.
Obviously, nice.
Final there. See, as well, which is why we've done it.
I was going to go for the Camp Nou initially, but I remembered when we played Barca in the Europa League last year, Harry, I remember distinctly us talking about how, despite how massive the two clubs, we actually haven't played them that often. Mm.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay, well done. You both got that one right, so that's good. The next one, 2 points available. United's first European Cup game was against which club and what was the score?
I think I know the opponent. I don't know the score. I think the opponent was Shamrock Rovers.
I've gone for Anderlecht 2-0.
That is correct. Anderlecht 2-0 away from home.
Nice.
The return game, I think United still to this day is our biggest win. It was 10-0. It's actually played on Main Road. But yeah, the correct answer is Anderlecht.
Wow.
Anderlecht, rather, and 2-0. So well played.
I only know that scoreline because of the 10-0. And
yeah. Well, I asked a mate of mine who's a Chelsea fan, just randomly asking him some questions just to see what he thought of the question type. You know, he said, oh, I don't know the answer to that. He's like, I'd never know it. He went, I don't know. I'll just pick a random European team. He went, Anderlecht. Like, of all the teams you could pick, I was like, well, yeah, that's actually right. I was like, he must have read it somewhere, maybe at some point.
Yeah, yeah. That works in football. Right in the back of his head somewhere.
Sat around somewhere without him realising it. The next one was name the two clubs United have lost major European finals to.
Barcelona.
And Villarreal. As much as I would like to forget about that.
Yeah, correct. So Champions League, obviously twice to Barcelona, 2009 and 2011. And then Europa League, 2021. Fourth question, in round six, we had 7 points available. Name the seven teams from Germany United have played in the Champions League. So post-92, basically. Some of them are pretty obvious.
I'll start with Bayern to go obvious.
Wolfsburg.
Dortmund, 97.
Yep.
Schalke.
Correct. Semi-final, 2011.
They were the four that I was sure about. Now it gets into some educated guesses.
Leverkusen, 2002.
Yep, also played them under Moyes as well.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, 2002.
The 5-1, the rare five goals. Yeah.
So yeah, I also got Leverkusen. My next two are guesses. One is Stuttgart.
Stuttgart is correct, yeah. That was the 03-04 season, I think.
And then Leipzig, more recently, is the final one, the Rashford hat-trick.
Correct, yeah. So just to go through them quickly, Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Leipzig, Stuttgart, Schalke, Leverkusen and Wolfsburg. Well, that's the correct answers.
I've somehow managed to luck my way into all of them there, even though Stuttgart and Leipzig, I did not. Leipzig's terrible. I don't remember
that's
that.
That's a proper COVID game.
I put it down
it?
As a guess, but yeah.
I remembered Leipzig and then Stuttgart. I was fairly sure we would have played them at some point, but I couldn't remember
sure
when.
03-04.
Did you say 2003?
I think it was 03-04 season because I was in Australia. And I'm sure that was the season we played as. I don't think I got to see that game. So we also played, I'd only found this out yesterday or today, back in 1965, a German team called ASK Vorfahrts. I think we're East German. It was in the 65-66 European Cup run, or maybe 66-66, I can't remember the year. I'd never heard of them before. They're based just outside of Berlin, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway. Okay, so the last one, 8 points available on this one. Man United have played 8 teams competitively in UEFA or FIFA competition since 1998. Played them only once. One time in our history. Name those teams. Seemed probably the hardest one of the whole quiz, I think, this one.
This was so hard.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, well, I'm not 100% sure on any of these. I've guessed a couple that I think I remember from the Club World Cup in 2008, and then a couple from the Intercontinental Cup. And I think there was also, I don't think it was called the Club World Cup, but I think there was like the equivalent of that after 99 as well. That's where these guesses are coming from, but honestly, I'm not 100% sure on any of them. So the first one, I don't know the official, I think this team might be something Osaka. I've just got Osaka because I'm not sure on the official name. I think we played them in the 2008.
Gamba Osaka.
It is Gamba Osaka is one of them. I'd say half a point for Osaka. I think that's fair. Yeah.
I've got South Melbourne from the 99-2000.
That is correct.
Edition.
14 scored twice.
I think from the same tournament, did we play Vasco da Gama?
Yeah.
That is correct as well. Yeah, Vasco da Gama.
And then I think I'll get half a point for this. Quito in the 2008 final, but I can't remember what kind of their name is.
Is it LCD Quito?
It is LCD Quito, yeah. So if you've got LCD Quito, you could have the point. If you've just got Quito, I'd say half a point because there's more than one club.
I knew it was L something D and I couldn't remember if it was LCD or LED, but I guess right.
I was going to say Palmeiras in the Intercontinental, it would have been.
That's right.
Was that the end of 99 or 2000?
Yeah, so it was weird. So that was the Intercontinental Championship, but it was just a one-off game by that point. So we played them, I think it was early December 99. Scolari, I think, was managing Palmeiras at the time. Keane scored the winner.
Wow.
Bosnich had a blinder. But
when did the Intercontinental Cup stop? It wasn't like long after that, was it?
That was kind of the last edition. Then the weird thing is, in the same season, they had the first ever FIFA Club World Cup, which United were actually European champions, but Madrid were invited to. Then that kind of paused and they carried on, I think, with the Intercontinental for a little bit. And then it switched back to the FIFA Club World Cup, I think around 2005, 6, something like that. I can't remember.
All right. And then I got Palmeiras. I've only got one more. Oh. To be honest, I'm not sure if this is right because I think we might have played these again. But the only other one I could think of was maybe Zenit, who we played in the Super Cup.
That is correct. Zenit St. Petersburg is the correct answer as well. That's the 2008 Super Cup played in Monaco.
The final one I've got is Lazio.
That is correct. That was the last Super Cup that involved a Cup Winner's Cup winner because that was made defunct.
Wow, we've never played Lazio other than that?
No, it's the only time we've ever played them in our history, which I thought was a bit weird because, I mean, they're a club that's really unsure. They're not like a small team.
I was really unsure on that one because I was trying to think why they would have been in that, and it now makes sense that they're in there because the Cup Winners' Cup.
Yeah, I think they beat Chelsea actually in the final, and then the Cup Winners' Cup was defunct after that. Then it went to the Europa League or UEFA Cup as it stayed. I think you've missed one team. I'll go through the answers. I think you've missed only one team between us. But yeah, Lazio is a correct answer. Zenit St. Petersburg, correct answer. Gamba Osaka, correct answer. LCD Quito, correct answer. Palmeiras, correct answer. Vasco da Gama, correct. South Melbourne, correct. One team missing from the 99, well, from the 2000 FIFA Club World Cup is Necaxa.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Beckham got sent off in that game.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we drew.
To be honest, I'm impressed we got as many as we did. When you first said that question, I was like, Zenit and nothing else came to my head.
Yeah, I think it seems really hard. And then you start thinking, okay, it's got to be Super Cup. It's got to be Intercontinental Club World Cup. There's not much outside that it could be. So, nice one. So we'll do a last, if you can add up your points on that last round. Let's see where we're looking. So overall, it was out of 66
I think I've
points.
Got 14 and a half.
And I've got 17 and a half from that.
So pretty close. And it was out of, overall, it was out of 66 points, which was kind of accidental, but it was the year that Eric was born. I was trying to get to 68, so it was the European Cup win. But
a great year for English football.
Exactly. So Jack, 51 and a half points, which I think is great, to be honest, with 66 points available. And Harry, 56 and a half. So well done. You've earned that, either a brew or a celebratory beer if you were to go that way. Well done, mate.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll get a little. I bought these Estrellas from Aldi the other day. Thought I'd bagged a great deal for myself and opened the crate. And they're, you know, those tiny.
The little ones. Like, the little
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you have about three sips and you're finished. But for a Sunday evening post quiz victory, I can't think of anything better than...
We have a tiny beer.
Tiny little Estrella while I'm doing a little shift for someone else that I won't tell them about. Anyway, yeah, I'm delighted with that. That was a great quiz. It's been an absolute treat. So thank you, Liam.
Yeah, cheers, Liam. That was amazing.
Oh, yeah, no worries at all. Glad you enjoyed playing it. I've got some questions I didn't use, so end of season or anything like that, any other time. If you're happy to have me back, I'd be happy to write another one. I've enjoyed it. Hopefully the listeners have enjoyed it as well. Let's see if anyone beats your actual score, because that's a pretty high score, that. So
I was just going to say, listeners, let us know what score you got as well.
I mean, I've met a couple of our listeners and patrons and spoken to a few on Twitter, and there are some proper United geeks out there who I would back to get around the mid-50s mark. There'll be some who would have heard that final question and just reeled off whatever that final team was, Nketiah. Anyway, that's been fantastic. We'll be back. When will we be back? United play Everton on our return, but by the time we play Everton, I'll be in Istanbul. But we will find some kind of solution to react to an undoubted Goodison drubbing, with Everton having got the news of their points deduction and United's typically fragile players going into what will be an absolute bear's pit. So I look forward to that. Liam, do you agree?
Yeah, it's hard to see. Hard to see anything else, to be honest with you, but you know, you never know.
And then we go into another bear's pit at Galatasaray, which I am very much looking forward to. If anyone's going to be in Istanbul and wants to meet up for a drink of whatever I'll be getting served there in the Turkish city, then let me know. If anyone's got any Istanbul recommendations, they would be very gratefully received. Other than that, we will bid you adieu after a lovely international break episode. Liam, if people want to find your thoughts on anything, do you tweet regularly? Is a best place for them to find you?
Yeah, I do use Twitter or X, whatever it's called nowadays. I've got no idea of my username, but I found it. It's at Lomus420. Lomus 420. Don't tweet loads or anything like that, but yeah, I'm on there if anyone wants to say hello.
Nice.
And thanks again for having us. Much appreciated.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been a treat for us. Okay, that's it. The quiz is done, and that's pretty much all we have time for, except for one thing. Our friend Nathan Thomas, who I go to games with and who also happens to work for the Manchester United Foundation. He was at Old Trafford on Sunday for the Women's Manchester Derby. He was there as a fan, but also to help some kids from local schools get to see the press box and a few other bits. It's a nice idea and initiative. And he sent us this report on his ongoings and on the match post-match.
Hello, mate. I've just got back from the derby at Old Trafford. I just thought I'd send you some thoughts. It's a bit like watching a men's team, to be honest, in the sense that I thought we matched City for the first period of the game. United looked really bright on the counter-attack and got the penalty, scored that, and then almost had a second. Obviously, there was a part of that move where we almost had a second. It was ruled out. Was the ball out of play? Was the ball not out of play? And then, obviously, that was the moment the game hinged. And I think when City got back into it, United just couldn't find a way back, which is a bit disappointing. Over the little I've watched of them this year, I know they've got a lot more in them, so yeah, that was a bit disappointing. But generally speaking, obviously record crowd at Old Trafford, and I thought what was quite interesting about this particular game is, for the first time watching a women's team game at Old Trafford, which is something we alluded to when we went to watch them last season, there was a bite about the play and with the fans in the ground. City fans were kind of reeling off the typical songbook that's been kind of utilised recently by the men's team fans. United were giving a little bit back. I think there's been a bit of whinging on Twitter about some City fans being in the Stretford End, which I think is probably a bit of a crossover from your typical women's fixture. But there was bite to it. It was a good crowd, even in spite of the terrible weather. So I think, things to be positive about on that front for the women's game, because obviously we know a lot of their supporters want to see a little bit more of that and a little bit less of your kind of pre-match light show, which did also happen. But I think generally, interesting day, disappointing day. Skinner in his press conference said he felt that they fell well below the standards that they set, but they moved forward. But interesting afternoon. I was there, just in case you're interested. I was basically giving four students from Future Skills, which is part of Salford City College, like a media experience. So I took them in the press box, took them to the press conference, introduced them to a few people. So yeah.
Right, that really is all we have time for. Thank you so much to Liam for taking the time to bring that quiz together and host it for us. It was a real pleasure. If you can, let us know what scores you got, if you kept count, and if you enjoyed it. We might do another one, and it would be really nice to give Liam some due flowers for his work. But that is all for now. You can let us know, or you can let me know, at HarryRobinson64 on Twitter. Jack is at UTDTait, T-A-I-T, and the podcast itself is at UTD Weekly Pod. So tweet us with your scores and what you thought, maybe what your hardest or favourite question was. But that is all for now. And so until next time, have a great week. Goodbye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.